It's been said that most people die at age 25 and wait to be buried at age 65. So the big question is this: how are entrepreneurs like us who believe in God and read the Bible preparing for the financial danger that the bankers and brokers do not want us to know about? How do we resist a life that's less than we are promised and hold on to our dreams so that we can live in fullness every day? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the secret. My name is Nate Scott, and welcome to the Life is Rich podcast.
Hi, my name is Nate Scott, and after much contemplation and much demand, I've finally made a decision to record Life is Rich, How to Create Lasting Wealth. You see, Life is Rich, How to Create Lasting Wealth is a principle-centered, biblically-based leadership program focused on personal growth and entrepreneurship. And I wrote it specifically to address the fact that 77 million baby boomers are retiring and facing a cash flow danger, that 66 out of 100 people, age 65, earn less than $30,000 retirement, that 47% of people say if they had a $400 emergency, they'd have to sell something or borrow money to address it, and 68% of people are living paycheck to paycheck. It's about how to think versus what to think. Every chapter begins with scripture, but then I say, so what? How do you take God's word and apply it on a daily basis? I cover leadership as the answer, the cash flow danger, it happened to me, becoming an entrepreneur, choosing the right entity, raising capital, asset protection, protecting your financial privacy, reducing your taxes, retirement planning, residual income retirement planning, estate planning, and life is rich. Now, I have to be honest, I've resisted recording this because the book is so dynamic. It's meant to get you fully engaged. In fact, I use the Socratic method of teaching where I say, if I tell you, you'll forget. If I teach you, you'll remember. But if I involve you, you'll learn. Let me say that one more time. If I tell you, you'll forget. If I teach you, you'll remember. But if I involve you, you'll learn. My hope is that once you listen to this, it'll inspire you to go out and get a physical copy of the book so that you can actually engage in the dynamic learning process that I know has proven to be effective. But for now, I want you to just sit back or maybe walk or run. Regardless, I want you to consume this information and I hope that it truly blesses you. And then be sure to go to www.MrLifeIsRich.com and get your copy. Again, www.MrLifeIsRich.com. And I look forward to seeing you on the beaches of the world. And remember, you are the asset.
Chapter 3, Nearly Bankrupt and Homeless. It happened to me. Psalm 23, 1 through 6. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. After building a book of business as a financial advisor for a global wealth management firm, I accepted a salary position as a chief financial officer of a mortgage and real estate technology company. We were listed as the number 155 on Inc. 500 fastest growing companies. It was an amazing experience. We traveled the country empowering real estate agents and mortgage professionals to be in business for themselves while leveraging us as their funding source, broker, processor, compliance, and technology arm. The real estate agents and mortgage brokers were earning a greater commission than they could anywhere else, and we were earning monthly fees for providing technological services and commissions on transactions. In addition to my full-time salary position, I was well positioned because I learned and applied the concepts that I'm sharing with you in this book. I had a 40-unit apartment complex in Maryland, 3 luxury homes in Northern Virginia, a 5-bedroom, 4-bathroom luxury vacation home near Disney, a rental townhouse in Jacksonville, my Jacksonville office, and my personal residence. I had a H3 Hummer, a Mercedes-Benz SL500 hardtop convertible, and a BMW X5. In total, I had a personal real estate portfolio valued at about $5 million, invested assets of more than $300,000, and I cash flowed more than $12,000 per month. Financially, life was great. Then things took a shift in July 2007 when we got a call from our funding source telling us that they were closing their doors. The economy started getting worse as we started looking to establish new relationships. In order to reduce expenses, we made personnel cuts, and I assumed a role as a consultant in lieu of being laid off. In December 2007, I was notified that the company was among several mortgage companies that had filed for bankruptcy. That was the last time I had a regular full-time job. For the next 3 years, I was able to survive with very little change in my lifestyle. But then things took a turn for the worst. Lest you think my life has been nothing but roses, I'll also tell you that not every deal I've done has been successful. I've lost more than $250,000 on one deal in 1 year, and all I had to show for it was a judgment. My total debt has been over $4 million, and the creditors were calling as if they had me on speed dial. I've been seeing my credit score drop from 720 to 600 in less than 45 days. I've been unemployed or underemployed for more than 3 years at one time and on the verge of filing bankruptcy. Yes, life happens. So when you find yourself on uneven ground, you have to accept responsibility, assume a defensive position while stabilizing, keep your head up, and persevere. It was probably the lowest point in my life. How could it be successful as a businessman and be broke, financially and personally? My life was out of balance. My marriage was ending, and for the first time since walking the perimeter in the desert, I was unsure if I was going to make it out alive. How could this have happened to me? I was too smart and too educated and too good at what I did to be nearly bankrupt financially and personally. I'd become a millionaire and now it was gone. I was feeling like an utter failure. All of this hits close to home. There's a feeling of embarrassment and sometimes you feel like a failure, and that's hard. Fortunately, I was able to make it because of my family, my faith, and my mindset. I had a safety net, but many people do not have a safety net. Here's how I came through my storm. I took off for a 7-day retreat. I figured that something was really wrong with me and the way I was living my life. I'd become obsessed with making money and doing deals. I'd succumbed to the erroneous thought that my self-worth was dictated by my net worth. I was not a great dad, and I was a horrible husband. I needed to rebuild my life and start again. The way I describe this time is that it was like playing a basketball game. As I was running up the court at halftime to go to the locker room, I glanced up at the score, and I was losing in the second quarter of my life and nearing halftime. So during my halftime, the question was not, am I going to win the game? The only question was, how am I going to play the second half? After my halftime retreat, which included intense Bible reading, I also read Covey's 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, Eckhart's Secrets of a Millionaire Mind, and Gittimer's Little Black Book of Connections. I worked out daily and included daily meditation. I emerged with a new outlook and philosophy on my life. Since that day, my personal mission and my objectives have been clearly defined. I had already learned the skills of making money. Recreating it in my life was relatively easy since I know what to do and how to do it. I've always been interested in teaching, but I always thought that teaching could not afford me the financial rewards I desired. Following a speaking engagement in 2010, I was followed into the hallway by about 25 people from the audience who wanted to know if I had other seminars or had other speaking engagements. I said yes, and I'm actively doing research to find exactly what people want to learn today. So I asked them what they wanted and what it would look like if they could have anything they wanted. This is a very important lesson. I believe that to make $1 million or $1 billion or to have a great relationship, you only need to do 3 things. Number 1, find out what they want. Number 2, go and get it. Number 3, give it to them. Every financially successful person or company you can think of has followed this simple 3-part formula, which is exactly what I did with these students. I asked them what they wanted and what it looked like. This book is a blueprint to help people in going through or coming out of an unexpected life transition. My desire is very simple. It is always to give you more value than what you actually invest. It's my belief that you should be able to give your time, your talent, and your treasure if you're a believer. I'm not making any assumptions that everyone who experiences me by way of any format is a believer. If you're not, I hope that you get a good feel for me and gain a little bit better perspective of why I do what I do. I hope you get an opportunity to actually engage with me on a one-to-one basis and maybe feel comfortable enough to ask me questions as it relates to my beliefs, my faith, and why I serve in the manner in which I serve. That's very important to me because at 19, when I walked perimeter during Desert Storm, I said, Lord, if you allow me to make it back, I'll never waste a day of my life. There is something about being in a life and death situation that puts things in perspective. I have to always let people know from whence cometh my help. I'm referring to Psalm 121. I have to let people know that because it's a commitment for me, it allows me to never get too haughty. Some of you guys have heard me when I walked away, not forgetting where you came from. Sometimes people get this kind of amnesia. It's as though they forget about what God has actually done for them. Well, I can't do that. So no matter what goes on in my life and what things are lost, whatever is gained, I'm still like this. I'm even keeled because I pray. I'm not defined by things that are happening, those external factors, because it's an inside-out job. Foundationally speaking, everything we go through today is going to be about the inside-out work. If you've ever participated in the Daily Habit Call, then you have heard me talk about most people who go through life trying to do in order to have, in order to become. That's why people are quick to ask, what do you do? Doing and then switching to doing something else and trying to catch the next great wave. Do something else, trying to get to somewhere else, right, ends up going through the cycle of a turbulence, not knowing really what, and jumping from this to that. Be, do, have. Be, do, have. Be, do, have. Be first, because we're human beings. We're not human doings. We're human beings. We are creators. So being is first and foremost. When you can truly understand and embrace who you are, you're steady, and your entire life's purpose is all about self-fulfillment. Then, from there, because you're a human being, what happens is then you're able to actually ask for direction so that you can fulfill the purpose you've been wonderfully designed for. Does that make sense? If you don't understand at first, you got to be, then you'll be defined by your circumstances. You start getting things such as a big home, a foreign car, jewelry from Tiffany's, a country club membership, and then you're defined. Now you're successful because everybody sees you as successful. They can actually put a label on you as being successful. They can just as easily say you're unsuccessful, right? That's the part I want you to reflect on. What I want to let you know is that although you are reading this book, I want you to experience it. In order to do that, you must participate. Are you ready to get started?
Thank you for listening to the Life is Rich podcast. I'm your host, Nate Scott. Remember, if I tell you, you'll forget. If I teach you, you'll remember. But if I involve you, you'll learn. One way to get involved is to rate, subscribe, and leave feedback on iTunes by answering the question, what did you like best about what you heard? One of the problems faced by Christian entrepreneurs striving for success is having an alliance with like-minded people working together for a common, definite objective. Would you like to join a community of Life is Rich soldiers? If so, please rate and subscribe to the Life is Rich podcast on iTunes and text GROWTH to 904-204-0846 for the link and this month's free book. Again, please rate and subscribe to the Life is Rich podcast and text GROWTH to 904-204-0846. Again, my name is Nate Scott. Take care and be blessed.